Let's turn to the letter to the Ephesians.
我们翻到以弗所书
Chapter 4
第四章。
Verse 1.
第一节。
Therefore, the prisoner of the Lord beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called.
我为主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召，行事为人就当与蒙召的恩相称。
With all lowliness and gentleness, with long-suffering, bearing with one another in love.
凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐，用爱心互相宽容。
Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace.
用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
Verse 11.
第十一节。
And he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers.
他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师。
For the equipping of the saints, for the work of ministry, for the building up of the body of Christ.
为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
Till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to be perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一。认识神的儿子得以长大成人，并满有基督长成的身量。
That we should no longer be children, tossed to and fro, and carried out with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of man in the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting.
使我们不再做小孩子，中了人的诡计和欺骗的法术，被一切异教之风摇动，飘来飘去，又随从各样的异端。
But speaking truth in love may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ.
唯用爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，连于元首基督。
From whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love.
全身都靠他联络得合适，百节各按各职，照着个体的功用彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。
Let us have another word of prayer.
我们再祷告。
Dear Lord, we thank you so much by your grace we may gather together this way, this week.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你，借着你的恩典，我们能够在这个星期再一次聚集。
Now we come to the last sermon of this conference.
我们来到这次营会的最后一个信息。
Dear Lord, every one of us, not just the listeners, also speaker, we all will be like Mary sitting at your feet.
亲爱的主，我们每一位不但是听者，并且讲员，都要做。像玛利亚那样坐在你的脚前。
We want to hear your words.
我们要听你的话。
And Lord, by your grace, that we would like rise up and follow you.
借着你的恩典，我们要兴起来，来跟随你。
So we commit this time into your hand.
所以我们把这段时间交在你手中。
In the name of our Lord Jesus, we pray.
奉我们主耶稣的名祈求。
Amen. We already mentioned Paul has seen that great vision.
我们已经说过，保罗见过那伟大的异象。
Christ, the head of the body of Christ.
基督就是基督身体的元首。
Church, the body of Christ.
教会，基督的身体。
On the way to Damascus,
在往大马色的路上去。
Paul saw a universal man.
保罗看到一个宇宙人。
The head was in glory.
头在荣耀里。
And the body was still on earth.
身体仍在地上。
So this is the vision Paul has seen while he was saved.
这是保罗所见的，当他得救的时候的异象。
But actually he saw much more than that.
其实他看到比这还多。
It took two visions to complete the whole thing.
需要两个异象来完全整幅图画。
The vision on the way to Damascus.
在往大马色路上去的异象
and the vision in the city.
他 还有在城中的异象。
So when he has been healed by Ananias,
当他被亚拿尼亚医治之后，
when his eyes was opened,
当他的眼睛被开启，
then he testified, when he looked up, he saw someone.
当他见证说，他往上看，他见到一个人。
This is a small man.
这是一个小人物。
This man, he's supposed to wipe him out.
这个人物他本当把他铲除的。
The purpose he was in that city.
他在那城的目的
is to wipe out everyone just like Ananias.
就是要铲除每一个像亚拿尼亚一样的人。
So normally, when he looked down, then he will see all these people.
对，往往呢，当他往下看，他就要看到这些人。
That's the reason why he want to persecute the follower of Christ.
这就为什么他要逼迫那些基督的跟随者。
But according to the testimony of Paul,
但是根据保罗的见证
，He not only saw that universal man on the way to Damascus.
他不断见到那宇宙人在往大马士路上去。
But in the real city of Damascus,
在实际这个大马士城里
，He saw another man.
他看到另外一个人。
And that man is Ananias.
那个人是亚拿尼亚。
So on the way to Damascus,
所以在往大马士路上去。
He saw the church universal.
他看到宇宙的教会。
Now in the city of Damascus,
在大马士城里。
He saw the church local.
他看到地方教会。
That's why when we study 1 Corinthians,
这就为什么当我们查考哥林多前书。
When Paul addressed the church of God in Corinth.
当保罗写给在哥林多神的教会的时候
，He said, "You are the body of Christ."
他说你是基督的身体。
That church local,
那个当地方性的教会。
And then when we come to first letter of Ephesians,
当我们来到以弗所第一章
，Now you see that how church ascend to heaven.
你看到教会如何升到天上
？God put everything under him.
神把一切放在他脚下
put everything at his footstool
放一切在他的脚凳底下
so he was far above all
所以他远超一切
he is the head of the universe
他是宇宙的元首
so you see that everything now is in the scale is in the universal scale
所以一切呢现在是在宇宙的尺度里
now Paul told us
现在保罗告诉我们
Christ was head of all things
基督是一切之首
For one reason
为这一个原因
For the sake of his church
为着他教会的缘故
Now what is church here?
现在教会是什么
Church is the body of Christ
教会是基督的身体
Church is the fullness of Christ
教会是基督的丰盛
Which fill all and in all
充满万有所充满的
So brother and sister do you see that in the first letter to first letter to Corinthians.
在给哥林多的前书
You have the church local.
你有地方性的教会
Now in the prison letters.
在监牢的书信里
And you see the church universal.
你看到宇宙性的教会
So now you see, brothers, this vision.
所以你看到弟兄们，你看到这异象。
Paul has seen on the way to Damascus.
保罗乃是在大马士的路上见到。
So when he was converted,
所以当他悔改信主。
When he was born again,
当他重生。
The same moment he saw that wonderful vision.
在同一时刻，他见到那奇妙的异象。
And that vision is from the very beginning. It was so bright.
那异象从起初是那么光明。
Now that vision will never grow.
那个意象不会成长，
不会长大，
不会长大。
Will never grow.
不会长大。
It will never go through a process of progression. A progress. They will never go through any progressive process.
不会有任何增进的增长的这个环境。
When he saw it, he saw it.
因为他见到就见到了。
When Paul saw that vision, he saw that vision in his spirit.
当保罗见到那异象乃是在他灵里见到那异象
So from that time on, that vision really governed his whole life.
对，从那个时候开始，那个异象就主导他一生。
Not only his life, also his ministry.
不但他的一生，并且他的职事。
He is no longer his own.
他不再属于自己的人。
Once caught, never escape.
一被抓就不再被放走。
In nature, that's why he said, that's why he was able to testify.
这就为什么他能够见证。
I never disobey that heavenly vision.
我不违背那从天上来的意象。
So brothers, thank God for that wonderful vision.
对，感弟兄们感谢神为的那。
Well, I mentioned yesterday.
我们昨天也说。
If Paul, only Paul received that vision.
如果只有保罗领受那意象。
Then in this world, there was only one person who saw that vision.
然后在那世界只有一个人看到那意象。
But for that vision to be realized.
但是要让那意象能够成为实际。
Paul was not enough.
保罗不足够。
Peter was too small.
彼得太小了。
James and the others, they are not sufficient.
那么雅各和其他不足够。
It takes all the saints.
需要所有的圣徒。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们。
All the saints ought to be equipped.
所有的圣徒都要被装备好。
For a ministry which is called body ministry.
有这个知识就是身体的知识。
Now through the labor of all the saints.
借着所有圣徒的工作。
Then the body of Christ will be built up.
然后基督的身体会被建立起来。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹们，
if you want to act as an individual,
如果你要以个人来操作，
how lonely you are,
你是何等孤单，
how limited you are,
你何等的限制。
Even you are as gifted, even you are as gifted as Paul,
就算你像保罗那样有，
you are nothing but a member of the body of Christ.
而是你只不过是基督身体的肢体罢了。
Sometimes we are too ambitious.
有时候我们太过有点。
So for that reason.Paul not only need a vision.
保罗不但需要有意象。
He need to pass on that vision.
他需要把那意象传授。
Then everybody can see what Paul sees.
然后每一个人就可以看到保罗所见。
So how that can be done?
那如何能够做到呢？
Through the word of God.
借着神的话。
So only through the word.
只有借着神的话。
And the vision can be passed on.
那意象才能够被传授。
Now Paul has no word.
保罗。
Paul's word is limited.
保罗的话是有极限的。
Paul became speechless.
保罗变成无话可说。
He saw the vision.
当他见到那意象。
Now remember, the world in this world, the human world is so small, too tiny, too limited.
那么人的话是那么小，那么太。
It's not adequate to express that vision. To explain that vision,
不足够来解释那意象。
That vision is a universal one.
那意象是宇宙性的。
So you need the word as big as God himself.
你需要那话就和神一样大的话。
Now that's the word of God.
那是神的话。
That's the word in the Bible.
那是在圣经里的话。
So now Paul need the word of God.
所以现在保罗需要神的话。
To explain the heavenly vision.
来解释那属天的意象。
But where he was able to get the word?
他从哪里得那话呢？
So you see,
所以你看，
Now only when he is at the feet of like Mary at his master.
当他像玛利亚在他主人脚前，
And let the Holy Spirit,
然后让圣灵
through the word of God,
借着神的话，
And anoint the same word,
在高同样的话，
In his spirit,
在他的灵里，
Make those words alive,
使他那些话活
Then his eye will be open.
让他的眼睛被开启。
Not only see the vision and also are able to explain the vision.
不但能见到意象，并且可以解释那意象。
So thank God.
所以感谢神。
While Paul was growing.
当保罗在成长。
So now you see the ministry of Paul never be separate from his life.
所以你看到保罗的自视侍奉没有和他的。
You may be very gifted.
你可以很恩赐。
And your own Christian life may never grow.
但是你的基督徒生命可能不。
Today many servants of God they are so gifted.
今天所有神的仆人那么有恩赐。
But unfortunately, somehow their Christian life stops somewhere.
但是似乎他们的基督徒生命在某处被阻塞。
The world is so prosperous.
这个工作是那么的
昌盛。So blessed by God.
那工作被神那么。
And they were so busy.
他们那么的忙碌。
They had no time to study the word.
他们没有时间来查考神的话。
My brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们。
When they stop growing,
当他们停止成长。
They do not know that the ministry also stopped in some way.
他们不晓得他们自视也在某个程度停了。
So only when Paul grows in Christ.
所以当保罗在基督里成长。
Only when Paul took up the cross and followed the Lord.
当保罗背起十字架跟随主
，Only when Paul is willing to buy the eyesight with all at all costs，
当保罗愿意用 付出所有的代价来买眼药的时候
，Then Paul was able to see。
然后保罗就可以看见。
Then Paul was able to tell us a secret that was his on his way to Damascus。
保罗就可以告诉我们他的奥秘，当他往大马色路上去的时候。
So for that reason，
为着那缘故
，It took more than 20 years。
需要。超过二十年
，For the word of God be rich and be enriched in Paul，
要使神的话在保罗里头丰盛。
It took 22 years，
花了二十二年。
If you go to theological school，
如果你到神学院去
，At most 4 years，
是多四年。
Now you think after 4 years， after you graduate from the school。
在四年你在神学院毕业了。
You think now you are able to serve the Lord.
你们现在你可以服侍主了。
You are much better than Paul.
你比保罗更好。
But brothers and sisters,
刚才弟兄姐妹
with a great person like Paul,
有那么、有恩赐的像保罗。
We know that Paul was a great thinker.
我们知道保罗是伟大思想家。
He was a great servant of God.
他是神的伟大仆人。
He was specifically equipped.
他特别被装备好。
You know, Paul was tailor-made.
你知道保罗是量身定做的。
Remember, brothers and sisters,
请记得弟兄姐妹。
We need Paul. We need Paul's ministry.
他需要保罗，需要保罗的知识。
But if Paul is useful,
但是保罗如果有用的话
，It takes time.
需要时间。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹。
Sometimes we are too talented.
有时候我们太过天赋了。
We are too smart.
我们太聪明了。
We don't have to spend our time.
我们不需要花我们的时间。
Because we are quick, you know.
因为我们很快。
When you study physics, when you study many other books,
当你学物理和其他书
very quick.
你很快。
Now that's why you get your degree.
这就是为什么你得到你学位。
That's why you become professors.
为什么成为教授。
That's why you become researchers.
为什么你成为研究家。
That's why you publish paper and this and that.
为什么你发表论文。
Now brothers, when we are smart,
既然当我们是聪明的时候
there's a danger.
有的危险。
We do not want to give our time to the Lord.
我们不要把时间给我们的主。
So brothers,Do you think you don't give your time to the Lord and you still expect some harvest?
如果你不要把时间给主，你还期待有这个丰收吗？
There is possibility in this world. There is possibility in this world.
在这世界有可能性。
If you're smart enough,
如果你够聪明
，Now within 6 years you may get your PhD.
在六年内你可以得到博士学位。
My brother,
我的弟兄姐妹
，That's possible.
那是很有可能的。
But for Paul to convey that vision.
但是要让保罗把那个意象讲出来。
Actually took 28 years.
其实花了28年。
When Paul wrote first a book, wrote the letter to Ephesians.
当保罗写给以弗所人的信。
It's 28 years after he was converted. He was born again.
乃是他悔改信主重生得救28年之后。
So at least he has allowed God to work in him at least for 20 years.
所以他至少让神在他身上工作28年。
And the word of God began to accumulate, began to grow and grow, and now he's able to pass on that information.
那么神的话在他里面累积成长，在成长，现在他能够把这信息传授出来。
That vision will never grow.
那个意象会成长。
However, the word with Paul will grow.
会长大，但是神在保罗里面的话会成长。
That revelation is progressive.
那个启示是长进的。
Proportion to the measure of his life.
把他生命的身量成正比。
So you see, brothers.
所以弟兄们。
When Paul grew in Christ.
当保罗在基督里成长。
Then that light, then that the word began to grow.
然后那话就开始长大。
So it depends on how the measure of the word Paul has.
这在乎于保罗拥有话的这个度量。
His vision is much greater than that.
他的意象比这还要高。
But how you're going to pass on that vision, it depends on the degree of your life and degree of the word.
他要如何把这意象传授呢？这在乎于他的生命的度量和他的话语的度量。
For example, when he was in the adolescent, when he went through the adolescent period,
当他经过青少年时期。
少年时期。So in other words, by that time he was in the school of Christ.
那个时候他在基督的学校。
He learned a lot.
他学很多。
And then he was able to help the church in Corinth, the church in Rome, and also the churches in Galatia.
那么他就能够帮助那些在罗马的教会，在加拉太的教会和在这个
So he talked about body of Christ.
对，说到基督的身体。
But remember,
请记得
at that time when he talked about the body of Christ,
当他说到基督的身体
，he did not pass on all the sin on the way to Damascus.
他没有把一切他往大马士路上的都传授出来。
Because his word was still not good, not rich enough.
因为他话还不足够。
Because of the limitation of that word,
不足够丰富，因为那话语的局限。
So when he addressed to the church in Corinth and the church in Rome and also the churches in Galatia,
所以他把这话告诉罗马的教会啊，更多的教会和加拉太的教会的时候。
He talked about the body of Christ.
他说到基督的身体。
But somehow in a very limited way.
但是却在非常局限的方式。
He saw much greater than that.
他看到远胜比这还大。
But because the word is so limited.
但是因为话语那么的。
That was proportion to his life.
这和他的生命的正比。
So brothers, because of that,
就因着这样。
He talked about the body of Christ.
他说了基督的身体。
He has some emphasis.
他有一些强调。
But that light was not a full light.
但是那光不是完全的光。
Do you see that?
你看到吗？
That only the partial light.
那只是部分的光。
For that reason,
为这缘故。
Paul need to grow and to grow and grow.
保罗必须长大，长大，再长大。
And for that reason,
为这缘故
，one day,
有一天
，put him in prison.
神把他，主把他放在监牢里。
His imprisonment has two meanings.
他被下监牢有两个意义。
On the positive side,
在积极的方面
，because God want him go even higher.
因为神叫他往更高。
Only when he learn deeper lesson,
当他学更深的功课
，then the word of God will be rich enough.
然后神的话才够丰富。
Do you see that?
你看到吗？
Then he was able to pass on that word.
然后他才能够把那话传授。
For that reason,
为这缘故，
he suffered the imprisonment.
他受那监牢的苦难。
On the other part, on the other hand,
在另外一方面，
Paul was not perfect.
保罗不是完全的。
So because of the disciplinary hand,
就因着这管教的手，
and you discover Paul was arrested.
你发现保罗被逮捕。
But now Paul tried, God tried to correct him.
现在神苍要改正他
not only correct him,
不但改正他
and also because that will grow
但因着那话长大
so now Paul really has a full word for the full vision
现在保罗有完全的话语为着那完全的意象
only when that vision well, only when that word is full
当那话语是丰满的时候
then the church of God will see exactly what Paul saw on the way to Damascus.
然后神的教会就看到保罗所完全看到保罗所看到在往大马士路上去的时候
If that vision control and govern the whole life and ministry of Paul,
如果那意象主导保罗的一生和他的志士
then that vision also will control and govern our lives and our ministry.
然后那意象也必定主导我们的一生和我们的志士。
So you see, brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姐妹们
，Thank God.
感谢神。
Because the imprisonment of Paul.
因为保罗被下了监牢里。
Now church has received wonderful blessing.
现在教会领受奇妙的祝福。
Now finally, we have the vision.
之中我们有完全的意象。
You see that?
你看到。
Finally, we can see you exactly what Paul saw on the way to Damascus.
之中我们能够看到保罗在往大马士的路上所看到的。
And now, brothers, because of that vision,
弟兄们因着那意象。
Because we follow that vision,
因着我们跟随那意象。
Now, finally, the body of Christ will be built up.
之中基督的身体被建立起来。
Otherwise.
不然的话
it is only remain as a vision, as a dream, that's all.
只不过是意象，是梦想哎。
This is only for the material when you attend the conferences.
这是你参加营会的资料罢了。
When you come to all the conferences, you listen to such a high message.
你来到所有的营会，你听到那么高超的信息。
Brothers, sisters,
弟兄姐妹
then it will nothing will happen.
没有事会发生的。
No, brothers.
不，弟兄们
Paul was not so.
在保罗不是这样。
When he saw the vision,
当他看到意象
that vision because the working of the cross.
那一项因着十字架的工作
finally become his vocation.
最终成为他的知识
Brothers, sisters,
弟兄姐妹
remember.
请记得
Now we need the vision.
我们需要意象
We need the working of the cross.
我们需要十字架的工作
The combination of these two.
这两个的联合
finally leads to our vocation.
最终带来我们的知识
Now you see the problem here.
你现在看到这难处
You see the problem not only Singapore, the problem in Taipei, the problem in New York, everywhere.
这难处不算在新加坡，并且在台北，在纽约。
Now, when you come to Singapore,
当你来到新加坡
，somehow you express as if only Singapore has a problem.
之后你表达只有新加坡有难处
，only Singapore has lots of problems.
只有新加坡很多难处。
But brothers, if you travel far enough,
但是弟兄，如果你
You know, everywhere has a problem.
你在各处都有难处。
The problem is not with the messages.
难处不是在信息。
The problem is not with the how many message about the Father of Christ you know or heard about it.
不是难处在于你有多少这个基督身体的信息和你所听过的信息。
Brothers, sisters,
弟兄姐妹。
The problem is if you see we all, this all only become our head knowledge.
这难处是这成为我们头脑的知识吧。
And in order for us to explore, to experience all those visions,
要我们来解释，来经历这些意象。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹
，we have to commit ourselves.
我们需要
we have to put ourselves on the altar.
先把自己放在祭坛上。
We have to consecrate ourselves as a living sacrifice.
我们要把自己当作活祭献上。
Brothers, from now on,
弟兄们，从现在开始
，and God begin to work.
让主开始工作。
You are no longer free anymore.
你不再是自由人。
Our tendency is to go that direction.
我们的倾向是往那方向。
Our tendency is to go to mega church.
我们的倾向乃是去超级教会。
Our tendency is for the church which has been Judaized.
我们的倾向乃是去那些被犹太教化的教会。
Because that's easier that way.
因为那是更容易方法。
You see, brothers, now only one or two or three bodies, they are active.
这一两三个身体是有活跃的。
You can remain passive.
你可以是不活跃的。
And sometimes even just follow the crowd.
有的甚至跟随众人。
Now brothers, when you follow the crowd, you do not use your strength anymore.
弟兄们，当你跟随众人，你再需要用自己的力量。
So today we really need the word of God.
所以今天我们需要神的话。
So thank God.
感谢神。
Now, if you study the Paul's epistles,
如果你查考保罗书信
，we know that his epistle can divide into four groups.
我们知道他的书信可以分成四组。
Now we know that in the earliest group, the first and second Thessalonians.
最早的一组是帖撒罗尼迦前后。
Five years later,
五年后
，then the second group.
然后第二组
Romans, Galatians, 1st, 2nd Corinthians.
那么罗马加拉太和哥林多前
后 Another 5 years.
再多五年
The prison letters.
监牢的书信
Another 5 years.
再多五年
Then 1st Timothy, 2nd Timothy, and Titus.
那么提摩太前书、后书和提多书。
Now when Paul mentioned about the body of Christ.
当保罗提到这个基督的身体
You find it in the second group and the third group.
你发现是在第二组和第三组。
Now you know when Paul wrote the second group of his letters.
当你知道保罗写第二组书信的时候
，He already passed through the adolescent period.
他已经过了那个少年时期。
Now when he wrote the prison letters,
当他写这个监牢书信的时候
，He already entered into the adulthood, spiritual adulthood.
已经进入属灵成人的阶段。
Now when his life became matured,
当他的生命成熟
，So the word of God began to grow.
那么神的话长大。
Now he is well able to tell us what the vision he has seen on the way to Damascus.
他现在能够告诉我们他在往大马色路上去所见到的意象。
I already mentioned.
我已经说过。
Now the vision never have any progression.
那意象没有长大的。
From the very beginning, it's just this day is that big.
从起初就已经那么大。
Never growing bigger and bigger.
不会再长大再长大。
But the word Paul received.
但是保罗所领受的话
grow,
会长大
will go through a progressive stage
会经过增长的
from one stage to another stage
从一个阶段到另外一个阶段
so if you compare the body of Christ
对如果你比较基督的身体
Paul mentioned
保罗说
Paul explained
保罗解释
the second group and the third group
第二组和第三组
and then you find something progressive there
然后你发现有在那里增长的过程。
When you come to the third group,
来到第三组
，you discover that we're much fuller.
那你发现更丰满。
So you see, now only after Paul has been imprisoned,
在保罗被下了监牢之后
，then he really received the full word.
他在那里真的领受完全的话。
And only that word in the full scale.
那话在完全的尺度里
Then Paul is able to explain and pass on that vision on the way to Damascus in the most full way
那么保罗才能够把他在往大马色路上的经历以完全的方法传授出来。
So brothers, when you study Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians,
对弟兄们，当你们查考罗马书跟保罗的
书 Paul talked about Christ.
保罗说到基督身体。
In the letter of Romans,
在给罗马的人
Paul said, you're one body in Christ.
保罗说你们是在基督里的一个
And in 1st Corinthians chapter 12,
在哥林多前书第二
Paul addressed to the church of Corinth, in the church of God at Corinth.
保罗写给在神在哥林多的教会。
And he said, you are the body of Christ.
说到你们是基督的身体。
Now brothers,
现在弟兄们。
Now when Paul talked about that, you are the body of Christ.
当保罗说你们是基督的身体。
Then he also mentioned we are the members of the body of Christ.
他也说到我们是基督身体的自己。
And we were being baptized into one.By the Holy Spirit,
我们被受浸和同归于一。
On the day of Pentecost,
在五旬节
，the church was born,
教会诞生。
Even we are many,
虽然我们是许多人
，yet we are baptized into one body.
但是我们却被受浸进入一个身体。
Do you see that?
你看到吗
？We are the members of body of Christ.
我们是基督身体的肢体。
Every one of us is the member of the body of Christ.
我们每一位都是基督身体的肢体。
We are many.
我们是许多。
Yet there is only one body.
但是只有一个身体。
How can we be one body?
我们如何成为一个身体
？Because on the day of Pentecost,
因为在五旬节那天
，we were baptized into one body by the Holy Spirit.
我们乃是借着圣灵被受浸进入一个身体。
So you see, brothers and sisters.
Here
you find the body,
在这里找到身体
and because of that body,
就因着这身体
in order to that body to act to move,
要让那身体操作
you know body has to move,
这身体需要操作
if body is not in motion, that means this body is paralyzed,
如果这身体不在行动中，这是瘫痪的
So when Paul talked about the body of Christ,
当保罗说到基督的身体
he talked about a healthy body,
他说到健康的身体
every member is functioning,
每个肢体都在操作
I already mentioned when you study the book of Ezekiel,
我已经说过当你查考以西结书
you remember the story of Ezekiel,
你记得以西结的故事
God wanted him to lie on the left hand side for 390 days,
那么他要神要他躺在左边390天
and then another side for 40 days
然后在另外一边40天
brothers sisters
弟兄姐妹
365 days per year
1365天
more than one year
一年365天
and Ezekiel stay in that structure
那么以西结就在停留在这样的身体的
状态 what is the message here?
这信息是什么
you have a body,
你一个身体
but this body is paralyzed.
但是这身体是瘫痪的
Do you see that only few members are active?
你看到只有几个肢体是活跃
Now my brother sisters,
现在弟兄姐妹
Now you know why church cannot be Judaized.
现在你知道为什么教会不可以被犹太教化
Now when you go to Judaism,
当你到犹太教
only a handful of people they are active.
只有手可以算的人
Now the church is the body of Christ.
在基督教会是基督的身体
Now every member has to be very active
每一个肢体要非常活跃
So you are the body of Christ
所以你是基督的身体
Now today you live in Corinth
今天你活在哥林多
Now this world should know that the body of Christ is in motion
这个世界应该知道这身体是在行动
Okay, when the body of Christ when the body of Christ every member moves
就是当基督的身体每一个肢体都在操作
Now brothers
现在
What will happen
会发生什么
Then people will understand We are one body in Christ
然后人们就知道我们是在基督里是一个身体
What does that mean
那意味什么
What is the meaning of the body
身体的意思是什么
You remember our Lord has a prayer as a prayer according to Hebrews
那么你记得我们的主有按照希伯来话的一个祷告
He said God you have prepared me a body
说到神
你预备了 We gotta read it
预备了一个身体我们读
Hebrews
希伯来书
Hebrews chapter 10.
希伯来书第十章
Verse 5.
第五节
Therefore, when Christ came into the world, he said.
第五节，所以基督到世上来的时候就说
，Sacrifice an offering you did not desire, but a body you prepare for me.
神啊，祭物和礼物是你不愿意的，你曾给我预备了身体。
Verse 7.
第七节。
Then I said, Here I am.
那时我说，神啊，我来了。
I have come to do your will.
我在此，我来了，为要照你的旨意行。
Now, brothers, why Christ need a body?
现在弟兄们，为什么基督需要一个身体？
Christ has no body.
基督没有身体。
You know very well.
你知道非常清楚。
Now he was one with God from the very beginning.
他从起初就与神合一。
But when he became the flesh,
但是当他道成肉身。
When the Word became flesh,
当道成肉身的时候。
God has prepared a body for him.
神为他预备了身体。
Do you remember?
你记得。
And through Mary, God gave him a body.
借着玛利亚，神给他一个身体。
Now why that body?
为什么那身体？
When that body moved from Galilee to Judea,
当那身体从加利利移到犹大。
From Judea to Samaria,
从犹大到撒玛利亚。
Back to Galilee,
再回到加利利。
When Jesus was everywhere,
当耶稣在各处。
When you see that body,God has given to our Lord Jesus through Mary, moving here and there.
当你看到神借着玛利亚所给耶稣的身体在这里。
There is a message there.
有一个信息在那里。
Where is was that body?
那身体在哪里？
There was heaven.
那有天。
He brought 天堂。He brought heaven with him.
他把天堂。
He brought the presence of God with him.
他把神的同在带来。
You see, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹。
This is the body of Christ.
那是基督的身体。
That was the body of Christ on earth.
那是基督的身体在地上。
Now, why God prepared a body for our Lord Jesus?
为什么神为我们的主耶稣预备身体？
He said, Behold, here I am.
他说：“看啊，我在此。
I have come to do your will, O God.
我来了，我要照神你的旨意。
So through that body,
所以借着那身体。
Now the will of God was realized.
神的旨意得着成就。
Do you see that, brothers and sisters?
得了实现。
After our Lord's ascension.
在我们的主升天之后
，Thank God，
感谢神。
Now here there was a mystical body，
在这里有一个奥秘的身体。
Now this body is just like the body of our Lord on earth，
这身体就像我们主的身体，当他在世上的时候。
Now why the body of Christ？
为什么基督的身体
？One purpose，
有一个目的。
Brothers and sisters，
弟兄姐妹
，We will say， Here I am， I have come to do your will， O God。
说我在此，神啊，我来照你的旨意行。
So where you find this body of Christ?
说你在哪里找到这基督的身体
？You find the heaven on earth.
你发现天堂在地上。
So brothers, sisters, you find the presence of God.
你发现神的同在。
You find this gate to heaven.
你说到发现这是往天的门。
Oh, this is an awesome place.
这是何等啊！
Because that's the you remember that's what Jacob after he wake up.
这是雅各醒过来之后。
So, brothers and sisters,
对弟兄姐妹,
now you understand.
所以你们明白,
you are the body of Christ.
你们是基督的身体。
Why?
为什么?
Why you are in Singapore?
为什么你在新加坡?
When this body moves,
当这身体移动,
when this body in motion,
当这身体在行动,
when people discover that's heaven on earth,
人们发现这是在地上的天堂,
then the will of God will be realized through that body.
而神的旨意能够借着那身体实现。
Do you see that?
你看到吗?
Now remember,Today, the world do not see Christ.
今天基督今天世界看不到基督。
Christ is invisible. Christ is invisible.
基督是隐形的，看不见。
But don't forget, we are the body of Christ.
我们是基督的身体。
But Christ is a personality.
基督是那个
他的人格，
他的人格。
And that personality is invisible.
那人格是看不见的。
Look at us.
看看
we are the body which is visible.
我们有身体是看得见的。
We have personality which is invisible.
我们的人格是看不见的。
How the world know us?
那世界人还知道我们。
They know our personality.
知道我们的人格呢。
Through our body.
借着我们的身体。
You see, brothers and sisters.
兄弟们。
Our visible body.
我们看得见的身体。
Is supposed to express that invisible personality.
本来是要表达出那看不见的人格。
Now Jesus Christ already in heaven.
现在我们主耶稣已经在天上。
And even the Lord Jesus is among us, is in us.
那么基督耶稣在我们当中。
Definitely, he is in the church.
当然他在教会里
But the world does not see them.
但是世界看不到他
Now what is our duty? What is our mission?
我们的职责我们的使命是什么
It's the body of Christ.
说明基督的身体
We have to move.
我们要移
动 Every member has to move.
每个肢体要操作
Do you see that?
你看到
Otherwise it's a paralyzed body.
不然是瘫痪的身体
When you have paralyzed body.
当你有瘫痪的身体
Now you don't see that personality anymore.
你不再看到那个人格
When someone lying down, you don't see that personality.
那个人躺下你看不到的人格
Think about it.
想一想
When a musician, when a pianist
当一个音乐家
When she was sitting before the piano
一个钢琴家在钢琴面前
In 1 minute
在一分钟
We're supposed to see the 2,000 notes
大家看到2000个这个音符
The brain will command his fingers
这个头脑会指指他的手指
Try to have more than 2,000 movements on the piano
要有2000个运动在这个钢琴上
You see that these are visible
你看到这些看得见的
But after playing the music
在弹这个音乐之后
You see a great talent here
你看到这里有一个天才
Now here you find someone that you never understood, you never knew before
你发现一个你从来不认识的人
Now you see, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
that's the best Paul tried to tell us in the letters to Romans and in the letter to in the Corinth.
那么这是保罗在罗马书和哥林多前后书所要告诉我们的。
Einstein used to attend a concert.
那么爱因斯坦一向来参加一个演奏会。
After a boy played a violin.
在一个小孩子呢，他弹奏了口笛琴之后
Einstein was so touched.
那么爱因斯坦那么被感动
So then he went to greet that boy.
他就向那个孩童问好
He said, to greet him, 问
他
He said, my boy.
他说这我小孩子
From your performance, once again, I can prove the existence of God.
从你的演奏能够再次证明神的存在
Why it was so?
为什么如此
Why that performance touched Einstein so deeply?
为什么那个演奏那么深深地感动了爱因斯坦
Through that body.
借着那身体
When that body was moving.
当那身体在移动
When that boy played the music.
当那个小男孩在奏乐
Even in that action.
即使在那样的行动里
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹
Some invisible personality has been wonderfully expressed.
那隐藏的人格被表达出来了
That boy cannot hide himself anymore.
那个小男孩不能再隐藏自己了
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹
Christ can never be hidden anymore.
那么基督不可以再被隐藏
If every member of the body is functioning.
如果身体的每一个肢体在那里操作
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹
This is the mission of the church to the world.
这是教会向世界的
Why the church of God at Corinth?
为什么在哥林多的教会呢
Now brothers, how can you evangelize that evil city?
你如何在那邪恶的城市那里传道呢
Brothers, sisters, there's only one way.
只有一个途径
That means whether you are really healthy and active body of Christ.
这在乎于你是否是在基督里是健康的身体
So in that group of letters,
在那一封那组书信
especially in the first Corinthians
特别是在哥林多前
chapter 12 chapter 13 and chapter 14
第12 13 14章
these three chapters form a sandwich
这三章成为一个三文字
you know chapter 12 and chapter 14 almost like a bread
那么这个12和14章就像面包
and you have meat in between
那么中间有肉
now what is chapter 12
那么12章是什么
the body
身体
what is chapter 14
第十四章是什么
The movement of the body
身体的运作
The operation of the body
身体的行动
The body in motion
身体在操作
Now when the body is in functioning
当这个身体在操作在移动
Brothers and sisters
弟兄姐妹
Then the world know that we are one body in Christ
然后世界知道我们在基督里是一个身体
So brothers and sisters
所以弟兄姐妹
That's why here talk about church gathering
这是为什么说在教会聚会
Whenever we assemble together
每当我们聚集在一起
That's chapter 14
那是第十四章。
So every time when we assemble together,
对，每一次当我们聚集在一起，
this is time for us to do the exercise.
这是让我们来做运动的时候。
This is the time that every member of the body should move.
这是每一个肢体，身体的每一个肢体要操作的。
You see, brothers, and that's our gathering.
这是我们的聚会。
So then in that gathering,
然后在那聚会里，
the Holy Spirit will distribute the gifts.
那么圣灵会分赐恩赐。
What are the gifts?
恩赐是什么？
The gift is ability to serve.
恩赐是能够这个
侍奉的本领， 侍奉的本领 and its ability to function.
那么是能够操作的本领。
So brothers and sisters, do you see that? That's why you need the gifts.
所以我们需要这个恩赐。
Now why you need this gift and that gift?
为什么需要这个恩赐那个恩赐？
If you never want to be functioning in the body of Christ,
如果你要在基督的身体里操作，
many people today don't want gifts.
今天许多人要
they want to make themselves great.
要使自己成为伟大。
They want to build up themselves, they want to build themselves up.
他们要把自己建立起来。
They never have the impression, they never idea that the whole church of body should be built up.
他们从来没有这个想到说要整个教会的身体被建立起来。
You have to read everything in context.
你要读在它整个内容
上下文。And chapter 12 is the body.
那么第十二章是身体。
Chapter 14 is the body functioning.
那么第十四章是身体在操作。
How can we be functioning?
我们如何在运作？
We need the gifts.
我们需要恩赐。
Only when you are connected with the body.
当你和身体连接。
If you are individual,
你是个人的话。
If you want to be spiritual,
如果你要属灵。
You know, you may be very spiritual. You may have some gift which is wonderful.
你一些恩赐是非常奇妙的。
But brothers,
那你继续。
Do you think that the Holy Spirit give you the gift just for the build yourself?
那么你是否圣灵给你这个恩赐来建立？
You have to read everything in context.
你要读上下文。
那个 reading of gifts.
你之所以有恩赐，
never for yourself.
不是为了自己。
Every gift is for your brother and for your sister.
每一个恩赐是为了你的弟兄姐妹。
So brothers, when you come together,
当我们你们在一起
，and then then everybody is functioning.
每一个人都在运作
，according to leading of the Holy Spirit.
接着圣灵的引领
，then everything will be done orderly.
每一个件事都有规矩的行。
The doctor will tell you.
医生会告诉你。
Now if our body is healthy,
如果我们的身体是健康
，you'll find all the members they move just in a wonderful order.
你发现所有的肢体在非常奇妙的运作。
What is cancer?
那么癌症是什么
？Cancer means some cells want to be independent.
是吧？一些细胞要自主。
When the whole body goes in that direction, they will go another direction.
当整个身体要往一边去，他们要往另外一边去。
That's the problem with the church of God today.
这是今天教会的难处。
So brothers,
弟兄们
，Thank God,
感谢神。
Sometimes when we talk about church of Christ,
当我们说到基督的身体
，we think of a gathering.
我们想到聚会。
Yes, what is gathering?
那么聚会是什么
？You have to think in terms of chapter 14.
你要以第十四章来讲。
But then between chapter 12 and chapter 14,
在第12和十四章中
，Paul talk about love.
保罗说到爱。
How do you exercise your gifts?
你如何操练你的恩赐
？How can we be built up together?
我们如何能够被建立一起建立起来
？Paul told us,
保罗告诉我
，We build ourselves up in love.
我们也在爱中建立自己。
You can only build the body of Christ with love.
你只能以爱来建立自
己。Where there is love, there is way.
在那里有爱就有途径。
How we are going to have the break the bread meeting?
我们如何在柏林聚会
？Not in the Bible.
在圣经里。
You don't find much information about how to break the bread.
你没有得到许多资料有关如何柏林。
But you know how to do it.
但是你知道怎么。
If you love your brothers,
如果你爱你弟兄姐妹。
If you love them,
如果你爱他们。
Want to torture them?
你不要折磨他们。
Sometimes some hymn you love so much in while you are at home.
有时你在家中那么喜爱那首诗歌。
Because this is the only hymn touch your heart.
这是唯一摸到你心的诗歌。
So now when you come to break the bread,
现在你来到柏林聚会。
And you mention that hymn.
你提起那首
诗歌。You don't care whether you know in the meeting, you never care about the atmosphere in that meeting.
你不管那个聚会中的气氛。
You want everybody to sing with you.
你要每一个人和你一起唱。
My sisters,
弟兄姐妹。
If you love your brother, why you torture them?
如果你爱你弟兄们，为什么？
If you love your brother, why you torture them with your long prayer?
你为如果爱他们，为什么以你长的祷告来折磨他们？
If you pray for 10 minutes,
如果你祷告十分钟，
then of course other people want less time.
那么当然别人有更少时间。
Why not everyone just 3 minutes?
为什么每个人何不每个人
2 minutes?
为了两分钟。
That's why when I visit Paris.
就所以当我到巴黎去的时候
you know, the brother there only 200 people roughly
在那里的弟兄大概200人
they took 2 hours to break the bread
他们花两个钟头来薄饼
why
为什么
everybody offered their prayer
每一个人都献上他们祷告
sometimes it was 1 minute
有些少过一分钟
you see brother sister
弟兄姐妹
you are short I'm short
你是短我是短
you are alive I'm also alive
你是活的我是活的
you love your brother
你爱你弟兄
you don't want to everybody listen to your prayer
因为每一个人听你
No matter how spiritual is your prayer,
无论你的祷告是好的，
Sometimes we are obsessed with our prayer.
有时我们你沉迷我们的祷告。
We think our prayer is most spiritual.
我们以为我们的祷告是最属灵的。
Be careful, brothers.
但弟兄小心。
If you love your brother,
如果你爱你弟兄
，That's why love suffers long.
爱是很久忍耐。
And also is kind.
并且
love never selfish.
爱是不嫉妒。
Never think of yourself.
不自私不
When the love come from the front door,
当爱从正门进
then our soul will go slip away in the back door.
然后我们的自我就会从后门
You know the problem with our meeting.
你知道我们的
The problem with our personal bread.
我们薄饼的难处
We do not know how to build up the body of Christ in love.
我们不晓得我们在如何在基督的身体里爱建立自己。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹
Now thank God.
现在感谢神。
That's the reason you have that wonderful sandwich.
就是为这缘故，那奇妙的三文治。第十二章。
The body.
身体。
And for that body.
为这那身体。
You know, Holy Spirit already ready.
那圣灵已经预备好。
He is ready to distribute that gift.
他预备好要分赐呢。
He wants to see who really loves the body of Christ.
他要看谁真的爱基督身体。
Who really wants to give himself for the body of Christ.
谁真的要把自己献给奉献给基督身体。
And it pleased the Holy Spirit to give him this gift and that gift.
然后这是圣灵喜悦来给这个恩赐那个。
Even when they receive that gift,
即使当他们领受那恩赐的时候
they will exercise in love.
他们会在爱中来操练。
When you discover the Lord already used that brother,
当发现主已经使用了弟兄。
Even he's full of gift,
即使他充满。
Even he's full of revelation,
即使他充满启示。
He's willing to wait,
他愿意等候。
So brothers,
所以弟兄。
This is how can we meet together as a church according to 1 Corinthians chapter 14.
那么这是我们如何能够按照《哥林多前书》第十四章来聚会。
That chapter speaks of the universal priesthood of believers.
那是说到这个信徒们宇宙性的祭司。
So, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹们
here we can see so clear.
现在我们看到非常清楚。
You know, when Paul wrote Romans and also 1st, 2nd Corinthians,
当保罗写罗马书、哥林多前后书
he really makes it so clear.
他实在是使他那么
Here we are one body in Christ.
我们这里在基督里是一身体。
When whole body is in moving, in the movements,
整个身体在运作
then we will bring heaven on earth.
然后我们就可以把天堂带到地上。
Then the will of God will be realized on earth.
然后神的旨意的实现。
Then you find God will use this mystic body just like God used that body through Mary while our Lord Jesus on earth.
那么神就能够使用这奥秘的身体，就正如神使用那就这玛利亚而处的基督的身体。
So in this group of letters,
也就是你，所以在这封书
，the emphasis is that body.
这组书信里强调是身体。
That body to be expressed that invisible personality.
那身体要来表达出那看不见的人格。
Now that second group,
那是第二组。
Thank God,
感谢神。
This is not all the vision Paul has received.
这不是单单保罗所领受所有的。
On the way to Damascus,
在往大马色路上。
In the city of Damascus,
在大马色
路上。He saw much greater than that.
他看到比这更大。
But because Paul was limited,
但是因为保罗是有限度的。
Paul failed.
也是保罗失败。
That's why he did not enough word to express that.
所以他没有足够的话来表达这。
You know, Watchman used to say.
你知道尼多森常说。
When he was in Kulin.
当他在
孤岭的时候，
孤岭的时候
，when he had that training for many brothers and sisters，
他为许多弟兄有这个训练的时候
，now that's around 1948，
那是1948年
，but actually around 1937，
在1937年的时候
，Watchman Nee already had desire to have a training ground in Shanghai，
那么尼德森已经想要在上海有这个训练营
，but then that never be realized.
但是那无法实现。
And the whole building was burned.
整个建筑被烧了。
So sometimes he really do not know why, because that's really the burden with watchman Nee.
那有时候他不晓得为什么，因为这的确是他的负担。
But then when he was in Kulin,
但是当他在古岭的时候
，You know what he said?
你知道他说什么
？He said, "Now when I look back, I just wonder."
当我回想的时候，我在那里惊讶。
Probably around 1937.
但还在1937年的时候
Even I have desire to help brothers and sisters.
就算我有这个心意要来帮助弟兄姐妹
But the word of God is not enough.
但是神的话不足够
Just like a mother, the milk is not enough.
就像母亲的奶不够
You see, brothers, so only when the milk is sufficient enough.
当有足够的奶的时候
So from 1937.
所以从1937年
Or from 1939, I think.
或者从1939年
To 1949.
到1949年
It took another 10 years.
再花了多十年
Brothers,
弟兄姐妹
and Watchman Nee has gone through another experience, or go through many experiences.
那么尼托森就经过许多的经历
He was misunderstood.
他被人误解
Finally, he was forsaken.
最终他被遗弃
Brothers,
弟兄姐妹
think about it.
想一想
Why take another 10 years?
为什么再花多十年
Then,around 1949.1948. He said, "Now we have this gathering."
他说现在我们有这个聚会。
Probably now we have that word.
或许现在我们有这话。
Do you understand?
你明白吗
？The same thing.
同样的事。
While Paul gave that word to Romans and the Corinthians.
当保罗把话给罗马和哥林多的时候。
Another vision of body of Christ.
这是还很奇妙，基督的身体。
The body is an organism.
身体是一个
，It's not organization.
这是组织
，And this body is supposed to express the invisible personality.
这个身体要表达出这看不见的人格。
This body of Christ is supposed to do the will of God.
这个身体要行神的旨意。
It's clear.
是清楚的。
Thank God for that.
感谢神为这。
You can see that.
如果你要看见
，You only see that we cannot be divided.
你一定看见我们不可以分开。
We are one body.
我们一身体，基督你一身体。
You can do, you can perform all kind of.Divisions, but you cannot have a division in the body.
你可以做各种的分割，但是不可以有身体的分割。
So it is clear. Many questions will be solved.
很多问题都被解决。
The problem of denominations will be solved.
各种不同宗派的问题都被解决。
So brothers, do you see that? You cannot deal with the denomination problem one by one.
你不可以把宗派的事情一一的解决。
Today there are more than 1,000 denominations.
现在有。成天的宗派
There's no way for you to deal with them one by one.
你没有办法逐一的来解决
But one solution.
但是有一个解决
And one solution only.
唯一的解决吧
You are the body of Christ.
你是基督的身体
If you are in Corinth,
如果你在哥林多
You are the body of Christ.
你是基督的身体
You are one body in Christ.
你是在基督里一个身体
Brothers and sisters,
兄弟姐妹
The problem was solved.
问题解决了
Thank God.
感谢神
In 1928,
在1928年
A group of brothers and sisters in England
在英国的一组弟兄姐妹
They really saw that light.
他们真的看到那光
Through the leadership of Darby, George Nelson Darby,
就是 Darby 的这个带领
And also George Muller,
还有穆勒的带领
And also Robert Chapman,
还有Chapman的带领
You know, these brothers, thank God,
这些弟兄们感谢神
And somehow they have a tendency to go another direction.
他们其实有倾向要往另外一方向
But one day they were caught, never escaped.
但是有一天他们被抓就不要再让他们
Forsook all and follow the Lord.
他们放弃一切来跟随主。
Brothers, sisters,
弟兄姐妹
because of that arresting,
就因着那被逮捕。
Because of that imprisonment,
就因着那下监牢。
They became the prisoner of Christ Jesus.
他们成了基督的囚犯。
They were no longer free.
他们不再自由。
All the brothers, sisters in that denomination, they have their freedom.
那些在各种不同宗派的弟兄姐妹，他们有自由。
Then they cannot free anymore.
他们不再自由了。
So brothers, sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹
through them.
借着他们
Now this vision, then we begin to see, we really see the body of Christ.
我们现在看到基督的身体
Thank God,
感谢神
You see, that's the revelation, that's the word Paul received from the Lord.
这是保罗从主所领受的话
And also pass on to the churches.
还有传授给各教会
Now that's the second group of letters.
这是第二组的书信
But now we come to the third group.
现在我们来到第三组
Remember.
请记得
It was very costly.
是非常重大
的 Paul almost went to that direction.
保罗几乎往那方向去
Paul almost been captured back to tradition.
保罗几乎被逮捕抓回到传统里去
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹
God has to preserve Paul.
神要保守保罗。
Because God's purpose had to be fulfilled.
因为神的旨意要完成。
So we all knew that how Paul paid a great price.
我们都知道保罗付上了重大代价。
But now in the prison letters.
但现在在监牢书信里。
Again the body of Christ.
再次基督的身体。
But you know.
你知道。
Something much higher.
比这还高超。
Something greater.
更大的。
Something fuller.
更丰满。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹
for that reason,
为这缘故
we need the word of God.
我们需要神的话
without the word of God,
没有神的话
we only see the partial light.
我们只看了部分的光
if you see the light from Romans, from Corinthians, within, that's enough.
如果你看到哥林多和罗马书的光就都足够了这是提
问 no more divisions.
不再有分割
we are one body in Christ.
我们是基督里一个身体
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹
Church is organism, not organization.
教会是有机体不是组织
That problem is already solved.
那个问题已经解决了
Is that all?
但是是这样
But we come together.
就这样吗？当我
们在一起。First Corinthians chapter 14。
就好像哥林多前书第十四章。
We have no other name than the name of Jesus Christ。
我们没有别名除了基督以外。
Brothers and sisters, it is wonderful。
弟兄姐妹，这是何等奇妙
！That's wonderful light we have received since 1828。
那么自1828年我们所得到奇妙的这个
So it's almost more than 150 years ago you know the people the those brethren in England they really saw the wonderful lights
奇妙的生命超过150年那些在英国的弟兄姐妹们看到的奇妙的光
But it's all about the vision of the body of Christ
但是这就是基督身体的意象
So when we come to the prison letters
当我们来到这个监牢书信
And we never expect
我们从来
Paul even went higher
保罗升得更高
But actually, as far as vision is concerned,
就启示而言
28 years ago, Paul, you saw that.
就意象而言28年前看到了
But only now when he was in prison.
现在只有当他在监牢里
Now the level of the water going up and up.
那么水的位水平位越升越高
Now it's so full.
那么的丰满
Brothers, now when Paul opened his mouth,
现在当保罗开他的口
When he gave pass on the four letters
当他传授出那四书信
Wonderful thing, brothers
弟兄们
Now we can see the body of Christ in a much fuller way
现在我们能够以更丰润的方式来看基督身体
Compare the word in the third group and the second group
把神的话在第三组和第二组相比
I'll talk about the body of Christ
都说基督的身体
But in the second group,
但是在第二组
we are one body in Christ.
我们是在基督里一个身体
Christ is that invisible personality.
基督是那看不见的人格
And then, not only body, also everybody is functioning.
不但是身体每一个自己都在操作
When the body is moving,
当这身体在运作
then the heaven, the body bring the heaven on earth.
那么身体就把天堂带到地上来
The body really bring the will of God everywhere.
那么这身体真的把神的旨意带往各处
The second group.
那第二组
But when you come to the third group,
当你来到第三组
What is the feature when Paul mentioned the body of Christ?
当保罗说到基督的身体的特征是什么
First time Paul mentioned about body and the head.
第一次保罗说到身体和头
In the second group
在第二组
Christ is that invisible personality
基督是那看不见的人格
Christ is the soul of the body
那么基督是这个身体的灵魂
But now Christ is the head of the body
但是现在基督是身体的头
If you only see the body
如果你是单看身体
You may think this body probably is only metaphor
你单看你这个身体是个比方
Talk about members so many members but one body
那么多的肢体只不过一个身体
But no brothers When you come to the third group
当你来到第三组
The body of Christ is not just a metaphor
这个基督身体不再是比方了
It's a reality
是一个实际
Why?
为什么
When Jesus ascended to heaven
当基督升到高地
He became the head of anything
他成为万有之首
Now that's literal That's never a symbolic
那是以字写出来不是预表
And then He became the head of the church
那成为基督教会的身体
So you see from the sisters
弟兄姐妹看到
This is no longer a metaphor
这不再是预表了
That's reality in the universe
这是非常重要这是在宇宙中的实际
Now when you say metaphor
当你说到底方
，because you say now church is the body of Christ，
你说啊、因着这个教会是基督的身体
，two possibilities，
有两种可能
，one the body， this is only metaphor， another one is reality，
一啊、是底方，第二是实际。
But brother, how do you know it is really reality?
但是弟兄，你如果知道这真的是实际
，Yes, and we talk about the church is the body of Christ.
是的，我们说到基啊、教会是基督的身体。
But if you study Colossians,
但是如果你查考哥罗西书
，at least two times,
至少两次
，Paul mentioned of the body.
保罗说到身体
，Then Paul continues to say, which is the church of Christ.
保罗说到身体就是基督的身体。
Do you understand?
你明白吗
？If you say The body, the church is the body of Christ.
你说到啊、教会是基督的身体。
There is a possibility that this is only a metaphor.
有这个可能性，这只不过是比方。
But if you reverse it,
如果你把它倒过来
，Now when Paul talk about the body, try to suffer for the sake of his body.
当保罗为着他的身体而受苦
，Which is the church?
就是教会。
So now the body is the church of Christ.
那身体就是基督的身体。
Now you understand?
现在你明白
？When you see that.
当你看到
，is not just a metaphor，
这不是当这是
，it is a reality in the universe，
而是在宇宙中的实际。
This is something great, brothers and sisters，
兄弟们，这是何等
伟大 ！We have to open our eyes，
主要开启我们的眼睛。
That's first point，
这是第一点。
Second point，
第二点
，in the second group，
在第二组
，you find the church in movements。
你发现教会在运作中
You find the church moving from one place to another
在运作中教会从一处移到另外
You find every member is functioning
你发现所有的、自己的操作
You talk about healthy body
你说到健康的身体
But now when you study prison letters
但是 你现在查考监牢的书信
We are told the growth of the body
我们现在得知身体的长大
Do you see that?
你看到吗
Now you not only come together as a church
你现在不单是以一 一个教会来聚集
Brother and sister those brothers with the brother movement
那些、弟兄会的弟兄们
We come together as a church
我们、乃是以教会来
聚集 We have no name other than the name of Christ
我们没有别名除了基督的名字外
So they are very busy with the gathering
所以他们在这个聚会中非常忙碌
Now they want to know that this gathering is different from any other gathering
他们要知道这个聚会和别的聚会不同
My brother and sister, thank God for that. Because that's the lead light we receive from the second group of Paul's epistles.
因为这是我们从保罗第二组书信所领受的。
But when we come to the third group,
但是来到第三组
you find that this body not only should be healthy, this body should grow.
你发现这个身体不单是该健康，并且要长大。
And the reason you grow,
你之所以长大
you will grow unto the head.
你会长大达
到原来 The head is the reason of our maturity.
达到了头，这头就是我们长成熟的。
Brothers and sisters, now you understand?
弟兄姐妹，
我
们明白吗？他们聚在一起。
It's the only thing of the body of Christ.
如果我们
one body in Christ,
一个基督一个身体。
So all you want is we want to be one.
如果我们要合一。
Now we want to be one.
我们要成为一。
Brothers, we are many yet one.
弟兄们是许多却是一。
So our consciousness is body consciousness.
所以我们的所理解的是身体的理解。
But we forgot the reason we can be one is out of the growth.
但是我们没有理解到我们能够成为一是因着这长大。
Now remember, because we grow,
是因着我们长大。
Now we need to grow.
我们需要长大。
Now when you really grow unto the head,
如果你长大直达到头
，means you are connected with the head.
就是说你和头连接。
So my brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹
，Now sometimes there is a possibility.
有时有这个可能性。
You think other people in denomination, we are with the church.
你以为别人的宗派，我们是教会。
So this meeting must be legal. This meeting must be good one. According to God's will.
那么按照神的旨意，这是合法性，这是好的。
So your consciousness concentrate on the body.
在你的头脑是在
上面
在。
So、you want to put everything in order.
讲在身体上要把一切有规
矩。If anybody leave the church, you say they are dividing the church.
如果有任何离开，你说他们是分割教会。
They forgot, brothers and sisters.
他们忘记。
Something important. This body is growing body.
非常重要的，这个身体是长大的身体。
And everyone should grow unto the head.
每一个人要长大直达头。
Every member has to connect with the head. That the head is reason of our growth.
那么每一个 肢体要和头连接，这头就是我们长大的人。
If you get 100 brothers and sisters together,
如果你一百位弟兄姐妹在一起
，and half of them love the world,
一半是爱世界
，their heart also with the world,
他们的思想也是和。
When they are in the meeting place, actually their heart is wandering somewhere else.
当他们在聚会所的时候，他们是这个头脑在。
And some of them even fall into temptation.
有些甚至堕进这个试探里。
And somehow their fellowship is cut off between head and themselves.
也是他们头和身体的这个关系。
So because they no longer in the fellowship with the Father, with the God.
在不在和神和父。
So even they come to the meeting.
所以当他们来聚会的时候。
They become the weight of the meeting.
他们成为这个叫这个聚会的这个重
担。So you see, brothers, what is the body of Christ?
基督身体是什么
？You not only think of something horizontally.
不但你以平面来想。
You have to remember Christ is the head of the church.
你想基督教
的源头。He is the reason of our growth.
教会的头发是我们长大的。
So brothers, if you do not connect with the head,
如果你不和头连接
，Now brothers, sisters,
弟兄姐妹
，That means you will cause the dead weight to the body of Christ.
就是说我们成为那身体的重担。
So here we find another secret, brothers.
所以现在找到另外一个奥秘。
Now when we come to the second group of letter,
当我们来到第二组的书信。
Now we find the whole body is in movement.
我们看到整个身体在运作。
But then the emphasis is with the body.
强调的是在身体。
But now Paul reminds us.
现在保罗告诉提醒我们。
Brothers and sisters, this body ought to grow.
这个身体要成长。
When we are in infants,
当我们是婴孩的时候。
When we remain as children,
那我仍旧是小孩。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹。
Sooner or later, we will be way from one place to another.
迟早我们会被被。摇动就飘来飘去。
The wind of every doctrine will toss us fro to and fro.
众教训之风会把我们摇动飘来飘去。
So that's exactly what happened we have today, brothers.
就是今天我们所有的事。
So for that reason,
为这个缘故。
Now you see, brothers.
弟兄姐妹。
Here, according to Paul.
按照保罗。
Now he talk about God has given the church the gifts.
那么神给教会恩赐。
Some apostles.
有些是
some teachers,
有些是
some evangelists,
有些是传道
some pastors,
有些是牧师
and some prophets,
有些是先知
Now for what purpose?
为了什么目的
They want to equip the saints,
要成全圣徒
for a ministry,
为了一个知识
for the work of ministry,
为了知识的
and that ministry is called body ministry,
这个知识是身体的知识
So when the saints are being equipped,
所以当圣徒被成全的
Now they have a work to do,
他们现在有工作要
They have a body ministry, they have a workTogether,
他们圣洁之士，他们有一起的工作。
And then they build up the church, the body of Christ.
然后他们一起建立起教会，基督圣徒。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹
，Do you understand?
你明白吗
？This means this. Even in the church, you find apostles, some handful peoples. Yes, you do find them because these are the gift to the church.
意思是你在教会中会找到使徒和其他有恩赐的人。
They only give the church the initial push.
的恩赐给他们只是给教会提出的推动。
Sometimes when you cannot have when you cannot when your car is down, when your car you cannot start your car.
就是你不可以开动你的车。
Sometimes you need initial push.
你需要有人来推动你的车。
That's all.
就是这样而已。
You see, you will never allow these people push the car all the way.
你不允许这人一直推动你的车。
So brothers, sisters.
弟兄姐妹。
Thank God for these brothers.
感谢神为这些弟兄。
But they never take your place.
但是他们没有取代你的地位。
So when you are equipped,
当你被成全
，you have a work to do.
你有工作。
This is called the work of ministry.
但是这是
for the building up of the body of Christ.
自述的工作，为了建立起基督的身体。
So brothers, when Paul in the prison letter,
所以弟兄姐妹当在保罗
he again surprised us.
见到书信你什么惊讶
？Another complete new thought.
在一个新的思想。
Do you see that?
你看到吗
？Let us read verse chapter 4 verse 1.
那我们读第四章第一节。
Therefore, the prisoner of the Lord beseech you to walk worthy of the calling which you were called.
我为主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召，行事为人，就当与蒙召的恩相称。
Now, brothers, have you noticed here?
你们注意到吗
？Paul said, "I beseech you to walk worthy of the calling."
我劝你们行事为人与蒙召的恩相称。
Now that's enough.
Now
while Paul said, with which you were called.
为什么说既然蒙召
？So this calling is special one.
所以这啊、这恩召是特别的。
It's very specific one.
非常独特的。
Then Paul talk about the unity of the spirit.
然后保罗说到在灵里的合一。
Finally, the unity of faith.
始终是啊、信的合一。
But brothers,
弟兄姐妹
before that you have to remember.
在这之前你要记得。
You were called with a calling.
你们乃是被这个招
This is very specific one.
你们为此蒙召，这是非常。
Now what is that calling?
为的特别的，为什么有？
Now you have to go back to chapter one, Ephesians chapter one.
你要回到以弗所第一章。
Ephesians chapter one.
以弗所第一章。
Verse 18. I pray also that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, in order that you may know the hope of his calling.
并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望。
Now here we are talk about the hope.Of his calling,
说到他指望的啊、恩召的指望。
Now what is that calling?
那恩召是什么
？Read your context.
要读你的上下文。
If you read the context, you know what is that calling.
如果你读上下文，你知道那恩召是什么。
This is not a calling we are talking about usually normally.
这不是我们往常的所谓的恩召。
Some people say we have been called.
有些人说我们被召。
I have been called. That's why for a service or a ministry.
所以我被召来为着做这个执事，这个。
If you want to serve God, definitely you need a call.
当你要侍奉神，当然要有蒙召。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹
，We have all the initial call.
我们都有起初的。
We are called out of this world.
从这个世界被召出来。
So、everyone has been called by Christ.
所以每一个人都被基督所召。
We are called to be believers.
我们被召成为信徒。
We are called saints.
我们被召成为圣徒。
Thank God.
感谢神。
That's our initial call.
这是我们起初的蒙召。
But then one day the Lord will call us.
有一天。
Just like when Jesus called disciples,
就像耶稣啊招门徒。
He talked to Peter.
他向保彼得说
，I will make you a fisher man.
我要使你成为得人渔夫。
You see, brothers,
弟兄姐妹
，Here you have a calling.
你看到这有恩赐。
So from now on,
从现在开始
，Peter just left his nets.
彼得就离下他的渔网。
Now he want to devote himself for that call.
他把自己献上为着这个恩赐。
So brothers.Sometimes we think this is the calling we are talking about, that Paul was talking about.
也是我们以为这就是保罗所谓的恩召。
Not at all.
不是的。
That's the reason why that's why he gone through so much suffering.
就为什么他经过那么多的苦。
Now he has some word to tell us.
现在他有一些话来告诉我们。
So what is that calling?
所以那恩召是什么
？We have to read the context.
我们要读上下文。
So then, the riches of the glorious inheritance.In the saints,
并且知道他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
Brothers and sisters,
兄弟姐妹
，the riches of his glory are inherent in the saints.
他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀
？God has inheritance.
啊，神有他的这个基业。
Of course, we have inheritance.
当然我们也有基业。
Christ is in our inheritance.
基督是我们的基业。
After we are saved,
在我们得救之后
，no longer going to hell, we will go to heaven.
不再下地狱到天堂去。
Wonderful inheritance，
还是奇妙的基业。
But can you believe that？
但是你可以相信吗
？Bible said God has His inheritance。
圣经说神有他的基业。
And glorious inheritance，
荣耀的基业。
In the saints，
在圣徒中。
So brothers，
所以弟兄
，What is that？
这是什么
？What is that calling？
那恩召是什么
？We are called to be the body of Christ。
我们被召来成为基督的身体。
So this calling is not individual calling. This is corporate calling.
所以这个恩召不是个人的恩召，而是整体的恩召。
Unless we call corporately,
除非我们被整体的被恩召。
Then how the saints can be equipped?
整体的蒙召，不然这圣徒如何成全
？For the building up of the body of Christ.
为了建立起基督的身体。
If we are called,
如果我们被蒙召
，we must see something.
我们一定要看见什么
？The eyes of our heart have to be enlightened.
我们的心中眼睛要得到。
We have to see what Paul saw.
我们要看到保罗所看到的。
Now you see, brothers.
现在弟兄们
，Why Paul took the pain to explain to us?
什么保罗
花 What is the body of Christ?
那么功夫来解释
What is the body of Christ?
但是说了基督身体
Now this is not the business of the apostles
这都是使徒们的事
This is not the business of the evangelists
这都是传道家的事
Brothers and sisters
弟兄姐妹
Think about China
讲一下中国
How many evangelists to evangelize China?
有那么多的这个传道家在中国
That will not do brothers and sisters
那不
是 Only when all the saints are called for that work
当所有的这个圣徒们为着这个工作问题都要解决
Otherwise,
不然的话
Even you labor, labor How much you can labor
就让你劳苦劳苦再劳苦哪一天劳苦
Remember, brothers Paul knows the secret
保罗知道这奥秘
Even he was in prison
即使他在监牢里
But the world will not be imprisoned
但是、话不会被
the world will be spread out
话会被传开
Then people will see the vision of what Paul saw
人们就会看到保罗所见到的意象
They also caught
他们也被蒙召
They are also willing to be the prisoner of Christ Jesus
他们也愿意成为基督的囚犯
Think about it
想一想
When you become the prisoner of Christ Jesus
当你成为基督的囚犯
Then for sure the new wine will be in the new wine skin
肯定的新酒就会在新的酒袋里
The new wine will never fall into the will never pouring in the old wine skin
那么新酒就被倒在旧酒袋里
So brothers and sisters
弟兄姐妹
That's a secret
这就是那奥秘
That's why
就为什么
Paul talk about the calling
保罗说到这恩召
But that calling is corporate one
而这恩召是整体的恩召
So only in the third group of the letters
所以在第三组的书信里
Here Paul talk about corporate callings
这里有整体的恩召
How the body of Christ may be built up
基督的身体如何被建立起来
Now all the saints are called for that purpose
所有的圣徒被召是为这目的
All the members of the body in Singapore are called for that purpose
在新加坡所有的自己被召是为了那
So you see brothers and sisters
弟兄姐妹
So for that reason
We
ought to see what Paul has seen.
我们要看到保罗所见到。
If you can see his vision,
如果你要见到他的意象
then you are willing to consecrate yourself.
然后你就会愿意献上你自己。
You say, Lord, I'm willing to be your slave.
你说主啊，我预备好。
I don't want to be your slave.
我不要再成为自由。
Even I know that if I go that direction, I will be welcomed.
虽然我知道我往那个方向我会受到欢迎。
There are many people already in that field.
很多人在那个。
They are most prosperous.
他们是那么的昌盛。
May the Lord bless them.
愿神祝福他们。
但是弟兄们，你没有
其他的途径。
This is the only way you can go.
这是你唯一的途径。
Brothers, now you consecrate yourself.
现在你献上你自己。
Thank God.
感谢神。
Because we are called to that work.
因为我们被蒙召为这工。
Then Paul was able to say.
然后保罗能够说。
I suffer.
我受苦。
Because for his body's sake.
为着他。己的缘故
Brothers and sisters If you are called to build up the body of Christ
如果你蒙召来建立起基督身体
First you remember The suffering is waiting for you
首先这苦难是在等待你
If you never get involved with this work
如果你没有参与这工
Your suffering is much less
你所受的苦是比较少
But it's worth it
但是是值得的
That's what Paul talked about
所以保罗说
If I'm willing to sufferFor the body's sake.
我愿意为着身体的缘故受苦。
Why?
为什么
？When the body is growing.
当这身体成长大。
Now Paul like a mother.
保罗像母亲一样。
Go through a growing, go through a pain.
经过这惨痛。
But anyway, go through some pain.
经过某种的痛苦。
Now remember, brothers.
弟兄姐妹。
That's why. That's how we are called together.
这就为什么我们为此蒙召
For that purpose、
为什么
Finally I give you one verse We will solve this problem once for forever
最后给你一节能够一劳永逸的解决这个问题
Let's turn to
让我们翻到
Colossians
哥罗西书
Colossians chapter 3.
哥罗西书第三章。哥罗西书第三章。
Verse
15. 第十五节。
Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. Since, let me see. I think, Okay, and let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body.
又叫基督的平安在你们心里做主，你们也为此蒙召归为一体。
Do you see that, brothers and sisters?
弟兄姐妹，你
看吗？ This is not just calling of Paul.
这不单只是保罗的蒙召。
That calling was wonderful.
那恩召是奇妙。
That story was wonderful.
那故事是奇妙。
That was story on the way to Damascus.
那是来啊、往大马士路上的。
Once caught, never escaped.
一被抓不再让逃脱。
But that doesn't work.
但是这行不通。
The body, body of Christ will not be built up.
基督的身体不会被建立起来。
Until we recognized,
直到我们认识到
，we were called in one body.
我们被蒙召归为一体。
So brothers,
所以弟兄们
，that's our calling.
那是我们的恩召。
That's the reason why we are here for.
就为此我们在这里。
So thank God.
所以感谢神。
Because of that vision.
就因着那意象。
Now brothers, the church, the body of Christ, not only functioning.
现在基督的身体不但是在那里操作
When church assembled together,
当教会聚集在一起
You see, this is not, just, not only the body of Christ, Christ in a very healthy way
你可以看到这个基督的身体是非常健康的
But more than that
也是这些
You discover this is for the body of Christ to be built up
要让基督的身体被建立起来
Two ways
两个途径
First
首先
We have recognized we are called into one body
我们要首先要认识到我们蒙召归为一体
We have work to work
我们有工作要做
This ministry is our body ministry
执事是身体的执事
That's one thing
那是一件事
Second we have to recognize the head
第二我们要认识到头
We will grow unto the head
我们会长大长大到
So here you find not only body but also the growthof the body.
所以在这里你不但发现身体并且身体的长大。
Now, when you talk about the growth of the body,
当你说到身体的长大
Now, what the Bible said,
圣经说什么
Till we all come to the unity of faith, and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
就说到我们要啊、
13
只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
Do you see that we begin with the unity of the Spirit?
我们看到我们以这个灵里合一开始。
After we are saved, 圣灵的合一。After we are saved, 我们要保守神。We should keep the unity of the Spirit.
在我们得救之后，我们要保守圣灵的合一。
Then we grow together.
然后我们一起成长。
You see, now we share the same life.
现在我们享有同样的
We share the same spirit,
同样的圣灵
but we may not have the same understanding of understanding of the Bible.
但是我们对圣经没有同意的理解。
But there's no reason for us to be divided.
但是这不是让我们分开的理由。
Now what the secret?
这奥秘。
If we are really in the body,
当我们真的在身体里
that body will grow.
那身体会成长。
Now when we all grow.
如果我们都长大
The problem will be solved
这问题就解决了
When your brother was very young
当你的弟兄非常年轻
He may make something very silly
他可能犯非常愚蠢的错误
You don't know what is calculus
他不晓得什么
You know what is calculus
什么是代数
You know physics
你知道物理
He is too young He did not know anything
他太年轻不晓得什么
This is not reason for you to cast him out
但是这不是你把他拒绝了
You have to feed him
你要为他
You have to serve him
要服侍他
Even you are different
即使是
But he knows when he will be one with you
所以是他有一天和你合一
When you also enter into college
当你进入大学
He also knows something about calculus
他也晓得有关代数
So brothers and sisters This is the secret
弟兄姐妹这是秘诀
You know the unity of the body is not done by the round table talk
那身体的合一不是圆桌会议可以
No that's never happened
那从不发生的
But that will be realized
但是那会成为
From unity to unity
会实现从合一到合一
From unity of spirit to the unity of faith
从圣灵的合一到信的合一
My brothers and sisters Now the faith here is 信仰，信仰上的合一。
对，信仰上的合一。
So you understand?
对，你明白。
Now what is 信仰上的合一 ？What is the unity of faith?
什么是信仰上的合一
？Now according to the context here,
按照这里的上下文。
Now we come to the knowledge of Son of God.
就是我们认识基督神的儿子的。
So our understanding of Son of God will be matured.
所以我们对神儿子的理解。
Now we will come to a perfect man.
我们成为一个完全人。
And we will come to the measure of the stature of fullness of Christ.
我们就满有基督长成的身量。
So now in the church, you will see the beauty and the glory of Christ.
所 所以在教会里你可以看到基督的荣美和他的荣耀。
So to be together is not the end.
所以聚在一起不是
To be together is the end, is the means to an end.
聚在一起是为着要达到目的的。
Listen, we are in, we gather together in the name of Christ.
我们奉基督的名聚集。
The other people will have another name, but we have no other name but Christ.
别人有别的名，我们没有别的名除了基督。
This only have a name.
但是这只不过是聚会。
This only the second group of letters.
但是第二组的书信。
Sisters,
弟兄姐妹,
we are gathered together for a purpose.
我们聚集为了一个目的,
then we go together.
所以我们能够同行。
We are all different.
我们都不一样。
We are belong to different degree of our growth.
我们属于不同长
的。But we help each other.
但是我们彼此帮助。
We encourage each other.
彼此鼓励。
Finally, brothers,
世中弟兄们,
they all grow.
他们都成长。
When we are all grown to maturity,
那我们成长到成熟。
Then you discover.
那我们发现,
we will reach the unity of faith.
我们会达到信仰的合一。
But problem today is,
难处今天,
they make the whole thing reverse.
他们把整个倒过来,
they start with the unity of faith.
他们以信仰的合一开始,
so they start with doctrines.
他们就以道理开始,
they are busy with doctrines.
他们对忙碌于道理,
then of course we are divided.
当我们分开,
but brothers, if you start with the spirit of unity,
但是如果我们以圣灵的合一,
you love your brothers and sisters.
你爱你的弟兄姐妹,
you help them.
你帮助他们,
we know that we are different.
我们知道我们不同,
we agree that we do not agree.
我们同意我们不同意,
but that's where, that's how we grow together.
但是我们如果一起祷告。
You see, because you connect yourself to the head,
因为你把你和头连在。
He also connect himself to the head.
他也把他连在头。
I grow to the head.
我向头长大。
You grow to the head.
你向头长大。
The whole body grow to the head.
整个身体向头长大。
弟
兄姐妹。
Only when the church grow,
当教会长大的时候。
Finally to the measure of stature of fullness of Christ.
是长到满有基督长成的身体。
Finally the fullness of Christ.
当这个基督充满在这里。
The beauty of Christ.
基督的荣美在这
里。Glory of Christ here.
基督的荣耀在这里。
Everything's real here.
对，这里都是实际的。
So brothers, then the unity of faith.
所以都是真的，然后就有信仰的合一。
So you see, brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姐妹。
What is our faith?
我们的信仰是什么
？The Son of God.
神的儿子。
So brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹。
Because of this adjustment.
就因着这样的。
Finally, we reach the unity of faith.
最终我们达到信仰的合一。
Then we no longer we should no longer be children.
我们不再是成为
孩子。To and fro, carry away with every wind of doctrine.
被摇动，飘来飘去，随从各样的异教之风。
You see, if we remain as children, of course we will be tossed to and fro.
如果我们仍旧是小孩子，不会被摇动，飘来飘去。
So our problem is this.
我们的难处是。
Why many brothers and sisters left us?
为什么许多弟兄姐妹离开我们
？There is one reason.
有一个缘故。
Probably we did not see them enough.
或许我们没有喂饱他们。
Probably we do not love them enough.
或许我们没有爱他们更多。
So you see, my brothers and sisters,
兄弟姐妹，
this is very important.
这是非常重要。
And now we speak with truth in love.
现在我们用爱心说诚实话。
We grow up in all things into Him, which is the head, Christ.
凡事长进，连于元首基督。
From whom the whole body joined and knit together by what every joint supply according to the effective working by which every part does its share causes growth of body for the edifying of itself in love.
全身都靠它联络的合适，百节各按各职，按照着个体的功用彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中见证自己。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹，
do you see that?
你看到吗？
That's the vision Paul has seen.
这是保罗所见到的意象。
Wonderful brothers. How many of us have seen this wonderful vision?
我们有多少位见到这奇妙的意象？
You know, once upon a time, Watchman Nee had a good conversation with Austin Spark in London.
你知道从前呢，尼托森在伦敦和斯巴克弟兄一个。
And Austin Spark asked Watchman Nee.
有对象。那么斯巴克弟兄问尼托森。
He said, according to your view.
按你的观点。
Now, which part of the Bible or which part of the prophecies in the Bible?
那么圣经的哪一部分的预言呢
？Is most difficult to be fulfilled.
最难实现。
Now, that's the question by Austin Spark to Watchman Nee.
那是史巴克给尼托森的问题。
Then Watchman Nee's answer is.
那么尼托森的问题回答是。
Chapter 4 and Chapter 5 of Ephesians.
以弗所的第四和第五章。
Chapter 4.
第四章。
We arrive at. The unity of faith.
我们抵达这个 信仰的怀疑。
And we come to the measure of the stature of fullness of Christ.
我们来到基督啊，没有基督长成的身量。
And we grow up in all things into Him which is head.
我们啊，长凡是长进，连于元首基督。
And now then we may cause the body, grow the body for the edifying of itself in love.
叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。
In chapter 5,
在第五章。
Finally, Christ will present Himself, the Church, glorious.
最终啊，基督会把荣耀的教会呈现给自己。
Now, brothers,
现在
，these are prophecies.
这些都是预言。
You know, these are the prophecies in the Bible.
你们知道这些
？These are the prophecies about the church.
这些是有关教会的预言。
Then watch me his answers.
然后你的呢
？Probably the most difficult part is this part.
好，的回答是最艰难是这一部分。
Brothers,
弟兄们
actually that's the vision of Watchman Nee.
其实那是尼德森的意象。
So finally,
when
he went back to China,
当他回到中国去
after he learned so much lessons,
在他学那么多功课之后
after he has been cleansed, be purified by his master,
他在被他的主人来洁净
and then you discover not only him and also many brothers and sisters receive the same vision.
不但他还有许多弟兄姐妹也领受同样的意象
and thank God,
感谢神
there was a revival roughly in 1948.
在1948年有这个复兴
and even today we still feel the influence from that time.
直到今天我们仍旧深感那时的影响
Brothers and sisters
弟兄姐妹
Now watch me from time to time to ask many of his workers
那么尼托森总是时不时问他的
Do you think that the vision described in chapter 4 and chapter 5 is only a remote dream
那么你是否想到在第四和第五章所讲的只不过是遥远的梦想
Is it possible that dream will be realized in this great land of China?
是有没有可能性在这伟大的中国地方被实现的
Brothers and sisters
弟兄姐妹
In the past years
在过去的年日里
China has gone through a great change
中国经历很大的改变
Christians has gone through many many experiences
基督徒经过许多的许多的经历
Brothers and sisters
弟兄姐妹
Today if you visit China again
今天如果你在访问中国
You will testify one thing
你会见证一件事
Now, the vision according to chapter 4 and chapter 5 is not a remote dream.
根据第四和第五章的这个意象不是一个遥远的梦
The question is this.
问题是
What is our calling?
我们的呼召是恩召是什么
Are we and do we know our calling?
我们是否知道我们的恩召
Do you know why we are here for?
你知道我们在这里是为什么
Why we live on this earth?
为什么活在这世界
Now you see the vision.
你现在看到这个
样 caught, never escape.
一被抓就不再让逃脱
sister, Are you willing to be the imprisoner of Christ Jesus?
弟兄姐妹你们 愿不愿意做基督的囚犯
Or are you willing to be are you willing to be the prisoner for our master?
你是否愿意为我们的主人成为囚犯
So may the Lord really mercy to us.
愿主真的怜悯我们
Now in church history
在教会的历史里
You know it is workable.
你知道这是行得通的
Now, my time is gone.
我的时间已经过了。
Actually, I didn't finish my message.
其实我还没有完成我的。
But fortunately, I still have time in Singapore.
但是感谢主，我还有在时间新加坡有时间。
So if Lord willing,
如果神愿意
，I will show you from the church history.
我会写给你看，从教会的历史。
It works in the church history.
这在教会的历史行得通。
Even the church has been secularized.
即使教会被世界化
or paganized,
或者被外邦化
even the church has been Judaized
即使教会被犹太教化
God still have more than 7,000 never yield to Babel
神仍就有7000个不向巴利跪拜
so when you look the church history
所以你看教会历史
you will find a silver line
你会看到一个银一束荧光
Now in that line
银线
Now along that line
在那条线上
You will find that
你会发现
Actually many people they know the word of God
许多人知道神的话
They study Epistle of Paul
他们查考保罗的书信
They read Ephesians letter and Colossians letter
他们读以弗所书和哥罗西书
Brothers sisters
弟兄姐妹
And they see when they read those books
当他们读这些书
When they saw the vision
当他们看到异象
They are called for that vision.
他们为这意象而蒙召。
So brothers and sisters, if you go to the church history,
如果你看到教会历史，
you will find that in every generation,
在每一个世代，
always they are always hidden ones.
总是有隐藏的人。
They are always overcomers.
总是有得胜者。
Try to carry out the will of God.
要尝试来遵行神的旨意。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹
，Don't think we are the only people who see this vision.
不要以为我们只有我们看到这个。
Throughout 2,000 years,
在这2000年里
，Because the Bible is here.
因为圣经在这里。
The Word of God is here.
神的话在这里。
If anyone studies His Word,
如果任何人查考他的话
，He can help but see the vision.
他不能帮助自己，除了见到那异象。
If you see the vision,
如果你看到那异象
，There is no way out.
没有。
If you gather together with the saints,
如果你和圣徒们同聚
，brothers and sisters, this is only the body of Christ.
这只不过是基督的身体。
But don't forget,
但是不要忘记
，to be gathered together in the correct way, this is not the end.
要来以正确的方式聚集在一起。
This is mean, not the end.
这只不过要达到目的。
That's the sad story of the brother movement.
这就是弟兄会非常
的故事。They make the gathering at the end.
他们把这个聚集当作是目的。
They say we are orthodox, we are right, other people are wrong.
他说我们是正统的，别人是错误的。
Now, brothers, sisters,
现在弟兄
，Because of that, they refuse to progress. They refuse to grow.
就因着这样，他们拒绝往前，拒绝长大。
Thank God for that.
感谢神为
这。We know this. The light is correct.
这光是正确的。
It's according to Romans and Corinthians.
按照罗马书和哥林多前书、加拉太书。
Through the ministry of Watchman Nee and Austin Spark.
感谢神，借着尼托森和史帕克的故事
，Our eyes are open，
我们的眼睛被开启。
You can see much. You can see that's not enough.
你可以看到这不足够。
This only the beginning.
这只不过是开始。
Important is
最重要的是
，The church has to grow.
教会要长大。
Brothers and sisters，
弟兄姐妹
，Don't fight for orthodoxy.
不要为着正统而争。
Don't fight that whether we are right or if we are wrong.
不要争斗，我们是对与否。
Brothers and sisters.You are only care about the Christ.
你只关心基督。
You only connect yourself to the head.
你只把自己连到头那里。
And brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹
let the body grow.
让这个身体长大。
You have to go through painful experience.
你要经过这个非常艰难的苦难。
How do you really grow?
当这个身体真的长大。
Any problem is solved.
许多的这个问题解决了。
So not whether the gathering is correct or not.
不是我们的聚集是对与否。
If you only worry about that,
如果你单为这担心
，we will become very judgmental.
我们就会变得非常审判化。
But if we are the church, the other people are not.
因为我们是教会，别人不是。
No brothers,
不是弟兄。
No, we are the hidden ones.
我们是那些被隐藏的。
God has his hidden ones.
神有他的隐藏的。
Brothers, sisters, you see the vision.
弟兄，你看到你
，You are responsible for that vision.
你为着向那印象负责。
You should be faithful.
你需要忠心
，until the whole body of Christ really grows.
直到基督整个身体长大。
How do you know it's mature?
你知道如果知道它成熟
，Whether the world may see the beauty and the glory of Christ in the church.
这个世界是否能够看在教会身上看到基督的荣美的荣耀
？There will arrive the unity of faith.
将会达到这个信仰的合一。
Finally.God gets what he wants.
神得着他所要的。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹
，Can you see that?
你看到吗
？That's the reason why Paul lost his freedom.
这就为什么保罗失去他的自由。
Are we willing to do the same thing?
我们愿意是否做同样的事
？We know we need God to arrest us.
我们知道我们需要主来逮捕。
During the time of wealth revival,
在威尔斯的这个大复兴
，There was a famous prayer.
有一个著名的祷告
，Bend us.Bend us, Lord.
把我们扭曲，
折服我，
折服我们。
So bend your church, Lord.
是吧？折服你的教会。
That was the prayer.
这是这。
That brought in great revival.
这带来很大的复兴。
Today our prayer.
今天我们的祷告
ought to be arrest us, arrest your church, O Lord.
主啊，要逮捕你的教会。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹。
If we are just like Paul.
如果我们像保罗
，We are prone to make a mistake.
我们会有倾向犯错。
We are sinners saved by grace.
我们是蒙恩的罪人。
We are no better than any other people.
我们不比别人好。
But brothers,
但是弟兄们
，We are willing to be the prisoner of Christ Jesus.
基督的囚犯。
So may the Lord really speak to our hearts.
所以但愿啊，主真的对我们说话。
And of course, if Lord willing, we will continue if the Lord give us some opportunities.
当然我们会继续，如果主给我们其他机会。
And then we will go through the church history.
然后我们会经过教会历史。
And then we will know that it is really workable. It's not just a theory.
然后我们就知道这真的是行得通，不是理论而已。
That's all for today.
就是今天到此。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Dear Lord, we really commit your word into your hand.
亲爱的主，我们真的把话交在主你手。
We feel that we are so small.
我们知道，我们感觉到我们那么小。
We are so limited.
我们那么的受局限。
We really do not know how to utter your word.
我们不晓得如何说你的话。
So by your grace.
所以借着你的恩典。
If you use this word.
如果你使用这些话。
May this word sink deeply into our hearts.
愿这些话深深的进入我们的心。
May this word really put us into action.
愿这使我们付诸行动。
May this word really wake us up.
使到这摇醒我们。
May this word will transform us.
使这些话改变我们。
Especially when we go back to Singapore.
特别是当我们回到新加坡。
To a place where we live.
到我们住居住的地方。
Dear Lord, wake up.
天亮的时候。
Show us your call.
叫醒我们。
The hope of your calling.
来看到你的恩召。恩召的指望。
So Lord, we thank you.
所以主，我们感谢你。
And we commit ourselves to your hand.
我们把自己交在你手中。
Now we will be dismissed.
我们现在要分散。
But we pray that you will be with us.
但是我们祷告你和我们同在。
May the word really remain with us.
但愿这话长存在我们里面。
And by your spirit really translate this word into the level every one of us should be able to understand.
愿你借着你的圣灵来解释，使到每一个位都会明白。
We especially think of the young ones in our midst.
我们特别纪念在我们当中年轻的。
Open their hearts, Lord.
开启他们的心。
We pray.
我们祷告。
Then your church, Lord.
祝福你的教会。
Rest your church, Lord.
来保守你的教会。
We pray.
我们祷告。
In the name of our Lord Jesus, we pray.
奉我们主耶稣的名祈求。
Amen.